German Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger celebrated his first Mass as Pope Benedict XVI today. His election surprised some who had hoped the next leader of the Roman Catholic Church would come from Latin America or Africa. We hear from some Catholics in New York about their response to a German pontiff.
What has color to do with anything?
That's New York resident Robert Johnson.
I just don't believe in that. For me, I believe in destiny, our Creator's plan for us. So to have this particular cardinal chosen would be along the lines of what has been ordained by God Almighty.
My name is Cecilia Gulas. I'm a registered nurse from Manila, Philippines. I'm very happy that we have a new pope, and especially happy that he comes from Germany and from Europe, because Germany, France, they don't anymore practice their religion. They were hoping that somebody from Latin America, like Madriaga from Honduras, or the cardinal from Nigeria, Arinze, but the cardinals thought that it should be Ratzinger. So we should accept it and pray for Ratzinger, because it's a very, very big responsibility.
Charlie Tendrebego. I'm from Burkina Faso in West Africa.
Yeah, in my own feelings was that I wanted an American pope from South America, because South America is living the same story like Africa, so he would be able to understand the poor country's problems and then help them. That was my wish. But nothing shows that the new pope won't take care of Africa and South America. He's supposed to be pope for everybody, so I'm confident.
Father Donald Sterling is pastor of the New All Saints Roman Catholic Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. He spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea.
Let's talk a little bit about how this pope will interact with the American Catholic population, parishioners in Baltimore, for example.
Thus far, I think people have shared with me, to be honest with you, surprise and almost shock. I think the hope has been that it would not be a person who was a conservative element in leadership. And it's I think it's kind of caught people off guard, to be honest with you. As I would look at him, though, I would think that the challenges or the issues that he really is going to be dealing with in the United States, looking at the division that exists in terms of wealth and the equitable distribution of goods and so on. When I look at the American Catholic, another issue for me would I would think is the shortage of priests, sisters, religious brothers, and certainly the role of women in the church is another one of those tension areas that I think is going to demand a lot between the American church and him as pope.
Now, I don't mean this question to be rude, but from what I understand, he's in his late 70s. And he may or may not have a lot of time left on this planet. Is he a placeholder pope?
You know, I suspect, to be candid, that that's part of it. And this is not something unusual. If you will recall, when John 23rd was elected, they put in an elderly man whom they thought would keep things together for a short term and not change things radically, with the intent being to look at the question for a longer time frame. And I suspect that's part of what this is.
And final question, there were talks of, you know, maybe there being a Latin American pope or an African pope. Was the Catholic Church not ready for that kind of leadership?
I think the church, being the laity, are much more ready, perhaps, than those who are inside of the church leadership groups. And I don't mean that to be a put-down, but I think that's something that we'll see happen in a few years. That's what I'm suspecting is the mode of the thought at this point.
Donald Anthony Sterling is the pastor of New All Saints Roman Catholic Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you, Father Sterling, for talking with us.
Thank you, and God bless.